Jenga voice, ladies and gentlemen. You may laugh or you may cry, but either way, we got your back all day and night. My niggas know we hang and we gon' bang. Ladies doing the same thing. Is that right? I ain't finished yet, but yeah. Yo, ayo, I used to be the shy guy that never got no numbers. But now I be the fly guy that's never getting slumber. And when they steady sleeping, I be creeping on the down low. Undercover freaks, I like to keep a few around, no. It's never more than one at a time. Unless it's what they want, and then it's wonderfully fine. And it's no wonder you so fine, I got you stuck in my mind. Underlining when we grind, you feel it up in your spine. I got your back when the fists get to swinging. Never stingy with the money, so my chicks steady blinging. I see you in my future with them wedding bells ringing. But we gon' take it slow, and you already know. If you need a couple dollar bills, chill, I got you, hun. See, I do anything for my Benita apple bun. Deeper than the deepest sea, sweeter than the biggest thumb. Pleasure to you as you are, always make you number one. Yeah, and come up, and come up. It's 80 you now if you with me, put your hands up. On the fly, ladies, set up front, go ahead and stand up. Fellas, if you see the one you want, it's time to man up.
This
is the Roundtable of Tacos Podcast, and we're now in our 42nd episode.
42nd?
Yeah.
Di ba tayo nag-50?
Hindi. Tayo,
ah, matagal pa.
Matagal pa yan.
Ayun.
Gusto mo, mag-43 na tayo agad eh.
Ay, hindi. Next week pa yun.
Okay, so...
This is A, Mr. A.
And this is Chiagono.
Mickey's dead. Well, at least for this show. Kasi sira laptop niya.
Yeah. And
Anton, we don't care.
We're just ourselves right now.
He must be enjoying his 2DPD, shenanigans and reading visual novels and such. This is... Oh, so slow.
Yeah.
This is gonna be...
I don't know why it's so slow. Is it the browser?
No, it's my internet. It's slow. I can't even load my Facebook.
Your computer is also slow, by the way.
Really? I don't see it.
Yeah. So,
this is the 42nd episode.
Paulit-ulit tayo dyan.
Oo nga eh. Anyway.
And,
kayo nakikinig sa... Ay, hindi pa pala. Iba mo na pala yun.
Bang! Now. So, yun.
This will be a short episode.
Yeah, short episode so far. And
so, start na tayo sa ating unang...
Unang, anong unang agenda
mailbag
natin?
Mailbag. We have a...
Oh yeah, that mailbag. I've just read it. And we played... Ano ba? Yeah, although you won't understand the rest of the episode, Noxiel, shoutouts to you, and we
played your song.
We played your song, we appreciate that you made us.
AJ appreciates it, ika nga.
And you like the song?
Ewan ko, nasa like yung headset eh.
Okay.
No, but yung tablet.
Yung tablet. Pero yun, thanks Noxiel for suggesting us this
song.
The song, and you will provide the readers the official music video for that.
Yuki.
Yep. Now,
start tayo sa ating events.
Event agenda.
Tavern.
Yun.
So, anyway, next week is the Beyond Objective. Yeah, Beyond Objective, sorry.
Yes, by the way, Beyond Objective, we'll talk about that later. Pero let's talk about Best of Anime 2013 muna.
Mm-hmm. Ayan.
So, Best of Anime 2013, again, Teramo is one of the media partners for the event, and we have, so far, ano nakuha nating info on Best of Anime?
Marami.
Schedule.
Ay, schedule, di ba? Mm. Nung nakikita ko yung video, inuwi. Because of right now, malinam.
Star Marie, so far, may balita ka?
Oh, yeah, nag-ano sila ng video.
And they announced a video. So, meron pa tayo sa World Cosplay Summit.
Pwede mong buksan. Buksan na lang muna natin habang hintay tayo.
I was about to talk about the Best of Anime 2013. Oh,
kasi yun yung biggest event. Ito yata yung second to the last sa event calendar.
I would like to talk about the World Cosplay Summit.
Oh, pero part na yun, pero unahin muna natin yung schedule ng BOA kasi yun yung una natin sinabi, di ba?
Okay, so...
While my website, while Facebook loads...
Slow nerds!
Yes. Joe Inoue, yung lagi papasak sa ito guys. Joe Inoue, Star Marie, Star Marine, Star Margarine.
Star Marie.
Star Marie.
I will fight you.
Ayun. So, ano to? Cosplayer Nation.
Let's not mind that for the meantime. Ano? We'll talk about the schedule. Ayun,
di ba yun? Ta, schedule.
Karel Sangis schedule.
Ay, ito lang. Bago yan, ah. Hindi ko nga.
Ashi, Gossip Fiao's schedule. Aloja, Gossip Fiao's schedule.
Yeah, anyway. Well. If it's there's AA, there's Aloja. You can 70% expect that.
Okay. So, yun nga. We have schedule for Karel Sangis.
Thailand.
Thailand.
Inayaya ba ito sa, ano, sa Subic? Ano yaya ito sa Subic? Diba? Diba may
nakita
Thailand?
Mo sa Karel dito?
Hindi. Ito, nakakatawa ito eh.
Yun nga. The Best of Anime Cosplay Competition. Yun nga, related din to sa sasabihin
hey,
ko sa...
Hey! If you please join our... Please join our cosplay competition for...
Which is by popular demand. Nagkaroon ng individual edition.
Pero hindi siya part ng WCS.
Yes.
Oh, that's the different... That's BOA itself competition.
Yes. So, yeah nga, sabi ko nga sa'yo, we shall talk about the WCS kasi related din to sa Best of Anime.
Oh, kasi ano eh. Yun kung sino man ang winning... Actually, yun yung pinaghihintay natin eh.
Kung sino man ang winning pair dito, they have an additional prize. They have a dinner with Jackie Darkness and Yuki Godless. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I've been itching to talk about sa napanood natin sa Hero TV Special ng World Cosplay Summit.
Bakit?
2013. Nangangati ako sabihin, this is related to this as well.
Mm-hmm.
So, ano ba sinabi sa World Cosplay Summit TV Special? In-interview ng Hero, yung isa sa mga staff ng WCS, and ang sabi is, the Philippines is not yet ready for the World Cosplay Summit. And we won't be talking too much about that in case of why. Pero, then again, the staff member said that kung naman may uuwi nila sa yun nga, yung una nating delegate, si Erica Garbin at si John Vincent Estapon,
mm-hmm.
kung ano may natutunan nila sa WCS, they can apply perhaps here or
kind of experience. I've written, practice pag may time. That's one core need, ika nga. Well, anyway, siguro naman, kasi ano
natin. I told our listeners that we won't talk about the reason why further. Pero
kasi nandun naman na sa website, diba?
Yeah.
So I mean, kasi dati nun that's individual ngayon naman ano na siya.
This is a duo competition.
A duo na eh. So wala na yung problema dun eh.
Yun nga. I was thinking because
itong problem ano ito tingin ko dito kung bakit ano eh. Sabi rin naman to ni nabasa ko sa mga tweet ni Ani PH eh. Na parang onti yata yung sumali sa ano WCS ngayon eh.
WCS
given na marami ng time ah.
Given na marami ng time and we have more times for qualifiers.
Pero parang kulang pa eh. Kailangan may mga pa-engganyo eh. Pa-entice.
Well, that is a motivating driving ka.
Oo, siguro. Okay na rin yun.
Motivating driving ka nga kasi number one.
Walang siguro sila sa quota ngayon.
Quota, number 2, experience.
Oh, ito yan eh.
Ito yan eh. Don't mind the other observer nations. Let's talk about ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
We have an additional prize which is dinner with Jackie Guard.
Pero siguro sold out to pag si Reike. Pero hindi, hindi na kadiri na ko si Reike.
Reike's reserve for cosplay.
Okay, pero sa iba yan eh.
No. Pero yun nga, we'll talk about Reika later on.
Pero si Jackie Darkness ba wala siya?
Jackie Darkness has been with us here in the Philippines. This is their second time.
Pero sa Cosmania siya before ngayon.
Yes, they were. Yes. And kailan mo nakita si Jackie?
Ever pa.
Hindi. I mean,
di ba Cosmania rin?
Yes, Cosmania. I can't remember if that was Cosplay Mania.
Last year lang siya.
Last year?
Oo. Last year lang yun.
Wait a moment. Okay. But that's fake. That makes
pero
sense.
Dinner,
kasi
no?
Kasi di ko alam na...
Siguro naman, di naman yung dinner sa Jollibee, no? Sa KFC, no? Maybe somewhere good. Ika nga. Basta na buffet. Sa Sofitel.
Tramway.
Sobra naman yun. Cheap buffet na yan, eh. Pero di sa Sofitel. Yan. Maganda yan. Again, dinner with them on Sofitel.
why are we talking about
SMX naman yun, di ba?
Yes.
So, tama lang, malapit
lapit
lang
why
naman.
Why the hell are we talking about dinner? What's important here is experience.
Kasi di pa ako nagdi-dinner eh. Ah, experience, sorry.
Ano? I will fight you.
Oh, really? But anyway, as I say,
usong linya sa 4chan, I will fight you, pare.
Oh. Eh, so, sabi sa ano, experience.
Experience. They can learn from these people because they've been...
Oh, di ba ginawa rin?
Ginawa rin naman. Thailand delegate.
Ginawa rin naman sa Subic yan, di ba? They interview the yung dating isuman.
Yes,
services.
But I guess we need more experience.
Mas ano pa yung dapat sa ano eh, sa Subic kasi sa Subic, mas more intimate kasi edi ka lumapit sa cosplay dito. Bawa yan eh. Medyo parang fast food yung dating eh. May process na susundin eh. Kaya ayun.
Ayun. So, yun nga. That's so far one important thing na
Dito na schedule na yung iba, no? Sa halang talaga, ang pinakakailangan ko lang dyan is si... si Joe Inoue. Yan lang.
Yun. And speaking
of... Kakanta siya, di ba?
Yes. Oh, sa Sunday.
Sunday
before WCS and after WCS. So,
oh, haba na. I mean,
mahaba yala ang time for WCS Philippines qualifiers sa Panime 2013.
Tagal natin na mo, ubus na battery ko siguro nun eh.
I-charge, better yet, full chat mo.
Yung tablet yung camera yung problema eh.
Well then, we can use our phone cameras.
Your phone camera, not my camera.
LOL. Pero yun nga, mabalik tayo sa Best of Anime. We also have Karel Sangis on the line as a prize for those who will win the Saturday, tama ba?
No, cosplay competition. Yung hindi WCS.
Non-WCS. And this, okay, yun nga, individual open category to. So, anything can be possible. Since this is open category, I don't...
Di mo kailangan ng passport.
Yeah.
Ano to? May child category ba to? I mean, all
this
ages.
Is open category.
Yes. May...
Open category.
Wala bang walang cloth, walang armored, wala. Open talaga, no?
Open category to.
3,000 plus dinner with Karangel. Ito nga na eh, sa Sofitel sana yan, ha? Or sa Vikings. So, malapit lang naman sa mga way. Vikings, yan. Ang mura lang. Yung mga mura doon, I mean, at least maayos-ayos.
Yun. So,
ano pa ba ang ano natin sa BOA?
So, Best of Anime, we have more reasons. So, buksan nga natin tong ano. We have this Cosplayer Nation. And they will be at the Best of Anime. So,
iba yun yung ano, hindi yun yung pelikula na sana nung Cosplay Nation ng tagal-tagal na hindi pa na.
Yeah, this is different from Cosplay Nation. Okay, so may mga documentary tayo in this links and the Best of Anime just provided it.
Okay.
So, we'll
anything else?
Anything else?
Aside from the normal, ano, wala.
The early birds.
Oh nga, pero wala na. Early birds. Magkano ba ang ticket?
Wait.
200?
Pre-sold ticket buyers will get a surprise. Specifically, ballers, cameras, games, t-shirts, plushies, toys, drinks,
tablets,
time zone passes,
tablet.
Mga early birds, and that tablet.
Yeah,
yung I want that tablet.
2,000 pesos lang yata yun.
Yung
ginagawang frisbee.
Yeah. Ayun, napatay ko yung browser ko. So, but, what?
Record pa ba tayo?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Let's talk about Cosplay Mania muna, ano.
Oh, sige.
For the meantime. Cosplay Mania, Direka Premium Passes, Dikanami Premium Passes.
Oh yeah, they're all sold out!
All sold out within the span of 15 minutes.
Although, siguro naman, ano, talagang sinadya nilang ilimit. Yan, di naman siguro, like, mga 500 to, siguro 100 to 500 per cosplayer.
Yes, pero here's the thing. Of course, very scarce ang mga Premium Passes and everyone wants to go and meet Reika.
Yes.
This happens on Facebook eh. Na kung saan people are looking for Reika Premium Passes.
Di naman sinabi ng transferable, di ba? Sinabi ba si Tika ng transferable?
I don't know.
Kung transferable, nako. Parang yung LeBron James lang na ano, 'di ba? Sa ano, no Nike, yung libre lang pero binibili ng mga 10,000. Kagalito gawin yan eh. Oy, mga cosplayers.
Ano? I want to meet Reika. If you can't attend and you have a ticket, please. I'll buy it.
Yun naman ako, cosplay enthusiast eh. So, cannot really kung ano yung charm kay Reika.
Reika has been here in the Philippines. First time, Ami 1UP. Second time,
sa Cebu?
Sa Cebu. Third time, Cosplay Mania. And I guess you'll be coming again to Cosplay Mania.
Oh.
The next year, and the next year, and the next year,
pero,
and the next year.
Kasi sikat naman siya, di ba? Cosmos, yes. Ano ba, photographic? Ano ba siya?
She is one of the top cosplayers on worldcosplay.net.
Ah, okay.
Yun. So, and na-release na rin yung ticket information, ano, yung entrance nga pala ng Cosplay Mania. I guess this happened, the plan has been initiated after Rampage.
Mm-hmm.
Kinalibrate
nila ulit.
Oh. I guess they calibrated it na yung mga bibili ng tickets mapupunta doon sa katabing church. And yung mga nakabili na ng tickets, yun yung
diretso
na lang. So, there will be two ways for the attendees or the those who bought tickets early via SM tickets. Eh,
or kung gusto mo, pumunta ka sa department store, bumili ka ng ticket, tapos pumasok ka na. Di ba? Pwede rin yun, di ba?
Good job.
Oh,
good job.
Oh, good pumunta job. Ka pa dun sa church, paano ba umuulan?
Pero, here's the thing. Kung bibili kayo ng, if you're really sure that you will go to Cosplay Mania,
or you can buy on the website.
You can buy on SM the tickets. Website. Because if you won't buy on the website, I will ask you this question.
Why you did that now?
Bakit, yun nga, why you did that now? Tapos mamimirisyo ka, magreklamo ka.
Tapos maraming mo pa yung organizer, no?
Why you did that now?
Then, ano? Papalakpakan ka pa namin.
Action! Yummy!
Okay. Ayan. Because, then again, you have been given ways, may pre-sell lang nga ng tickets, and then, you will do that. Oh. Please.
Ayan. Ganun lang, no?
Ah.
Yun. Cosplay Mania is the last event for the big event sa calendar natin.
So far. And after that, minor events, Ozin Figure Special, and the December Toy Con. Or December Toy Fair.
Ayan.
Or either way. So, that's it for the events. Now,
summer preview!
Summer preview tayo. Summer?
Di, fall.
Summer recollections muna tayo.
Di pa naman tapos, di ba tayo magre-recollect?
Well, ano ba napanood mo this time?
Di, buong batch ng anime.
Batch ng anime, can you specify that? Can you expand on it?
Sige, magbigay lang ako ng mga, maganda yung Kingdom S2, season 2, yun lang. Napanood ko na yung Silver Spoon. Nothing much to talk about. Eccentric Family, yun, medyo nagkakaroon na siya ng central goal. Yung nga yung ni Simon na elections.
Ni Simon?
Yung, di ba, yung tatay ni, Yasaburo, di ba, siya yung pinaka parang chief ng mga, tanuki.
Mm.
So, namatay na siya, di ba? So, gaganap ng susunod.
Spoiler!
Ayan, so, wala pa naman na nanalo, pero dun ako medyo excited. Pero medyo sad nga lang, medyo walang 10 moments ngayon kasi yun the most interesting part dun. Eh. Ayun. Other than that, Watamote is being Watamote. Servant service na palit ko. Natuwa lang ako.
Because you realize that the section head is a...
What?
yeah.
Oh, pero that's one of those lowest points na ano eh. It should just been any other like
a daydream.
Hindi, I mean it could be anybody, a person na.
But again, he's a section chief.
Oh, the bunny part really, I cannot really get in there. Parang siya yung ano eh. Maganda yung character niya. Okay naman yung character niya, pero why do they have to put that in the bunny? Okay naman na lahat eh. Ayun. Pero maraming love teams talaga na maganda sa servant service.
Yeah.
Although di ba nagbabad yung kay Tanaka kaya sa kakayan ni
Kenyoshi.
Oh, wala pa eh. Pero syempre,
Hasebe.
Hasebe sa Lucy Moon eh. Then
I guess I can by in due time with this voice vocal course of mine. Pwede kong i-dub si Hasebe.
Oh, ganun.
with justice, I'll try.
Oh.
A7.
A7.
This is carefree.
Ayun. Pero hindi masyado ngayon sila ano, this episode.
Yeah. Eh, no, ikaw, meron pa?
Ha? Ano pa ba? Ay, napad ko yung Kick Heart. And I didn't understand much. Then, actually, there's nothing much to understand eh. It's just a lucha libre wrestling na he fell in love with this, ano, yung kanyang opponent, which
is a nun.
Is a nun. Na, ano, akala ko maganda yung drawing, pero it's parang scribble yung dating ng drawing eh. Pero in a sense naman, okay naman siya. It's a fun anime, ika nga. Mamoru Oshii. Siya yung ano, di ba? So, and actually, para it reminded me of ano eh, it of a Penguin Drum pero hindi.
Yun. So,
kung ako play baka maghang yung ano, 1080p.
Hindi ko play. I will get that later converted. Now,
you can't convert that. It's very high.
Oh, come on.
Oh. It's 12 minutes. It's only 12 minutes. Hmm? It's 12 minutes.
12 minutes.
Yes.
Oh my. Oh my. Oh my. Oh, you don't really say.
Oh.
Yan. So, ano pa?
Ha?
Ano pa? You watch Space Battle Space Battleship Yamato 2019.
Oh, pero tapos na 'yun eh.
Pero 'yun nga.
Oh yeah, it's a nice. I already wrote a review on it.
Meron pa?
Ha?
Meron ka pa?
I watch Sundays Without God
and
saya gusto ko yung Shota, pero wala na siya, tapos na 'yun. Tapos na yung part niya yung sa Academy. So, ano naman ngayon yung kay Scar. Pero mabilis lang natapos eh. One episode lang tapos na yung ano, kay Scar. So, another episode naman.
Let's go deeper tungkol dyan ano, since I've watched that as well. Ano yung napansin mo sa Sundays Without God na may, ano ba, can this be similar to, kasi post-apocalyptic to eh. Post-apocalyptic things. What's also in that genre? Humanity has declined.
Oh, pero iba naman yun. Humanity has declined is parang way, ano na eh, parang tanggap na nila eh.
Ito, dark humor, ito, bago pa nila matanggap.
Parang ito pa rin yung time na paunti na tayo, parang gano'n. Parang day zero, di naman day zero, parang siguro day 10 ng apocalypse. Di siya day zero kasi nagsimula tayo, nangyari na yung ano eh.
Yeah, yeah. Pero yeah, ano ba napapansin mo dun sa, ano ba makikita mo similarities sa dalawa?
Well, iba naman yung tema ng dalawa. Pero at the same time, parang okay lang. Ano ba? Ano bang, what are you implying ba?
I'm implying about the theme, yung motibo. So, ano bang purpose ng dalawa? How and how they differ?
Kasi humanity is parang they just accepted, diba?
Yeah.
Yeah, in, but on ano, Sundays, may fighting pay. Parang nilalabanan
struggle.
Pa. Oo. Oh. Ayun. Pero to say that, may depression. Yung sa Ortis, di ko maalala eh. Ano yung Undead City?
Ah, Ortus.
Ortus. Yung Ortus eh. Yun yung medyo may makabuluhan eh. Dahil syempre, just people suffer from the living pero death gives them new life eh. Parang ganun. Nakakatawa lang.
So, if that's the case, ano, just to recap, yung kumbaga, kung gusto mo manood talaga ng post-apocalyptic anime in a marathon, and you want to
okay.
Watch series,
I cannot,
look, is it like, ano, manunod ka muna ng Top Humanic Magnitude 8.0, then you will watch Alice Without God, and then you will
watch. Kung gusto mo ng medyo gradually better, yung paganda ng paganda, siguro unahin mo muna yung Sundays, Humanity, then Tokyo.
Tokyo Magnitude 8.0 is pre-apocalyptic, diba?
Di naman, yung masabi, upload parang disaster movie yun.
Disaster
series pala, di movie. Disaster series yun.
Series. So, di ba, mas maganda kung ipanood
mo. Kung ilalain mo may depressing, yung, gusto, syempre, gusto mo yung,
I want to be happy, that's my choice.
Kung gusto mo, kung akong happy,
gusto
mo ma-depress, yung gusto mo, ihuli mo yung pinakamaganda sa lahat, which is, personally,
happy as in motivated, kumbaga. With all these problems.
Demotivated, edi sasaboshita na lang. Doon na lang tayo sa...
Motivated.
Motivated. Eh, bakit magpibigay yung mga post-apocalyptic, hindi naman by motivation yan eh. Demotivation lahat yan eh. Oh.
Yun. So, yun nga. Sundays Without God, Humanity Has Declined, and Talking Magnitude 8.0. Will that make you cry manly tears?
The 8.0, yes. Haba naman yan.
That's how you make whatever. Everybody knows this. Let's not talk about this.
Ikaw, if you like to talk about your favorite anime, Simple Gear.
Simple Gear G! My goodness!
Nasaan na? Oh, naghahanap. Hindi ko ma...
Ayan, I was like, stare!
Talk, Simple Gear, I'll be out.
Yun nga.
Sige.
So... Simple Gear G.
Oh, tapos na pala. Okay, time out na. Magpaalam na tayo.
Wishit ka.
Hindi, sige. Ano meron sa Simple Gear? Kasi para it's a big deal sa'yo eh.
This is a big deal to me. Same thing as Ikebu. These are the two top teaser to two anime na pinap...
Girls on Sponsor is promoted World of Tanks.
Yes.
Which, well, it fits perfectly for their, ano. Ayan, sige.
Yun na nga. So, Simple Gear G that in that day when the stars came became music is one hell of a ride. I can't get off the satellite ride. There's no eject button. Please.
Really?
Dami cliffhangers eh.
Ganun ba?
Cliffhanger after cliffhanger after cliffhanger. Para surprised.
CSI lang ah. The way they put their season ender using
you cliffhanger. Must go to slash A.
That's you need, for me, cliffhanger is a cheap way to bait user, bait watchers.
Well, we're coming to a point na mababasag na kami because episode 9, we've waited for the subtitles to be released 1 week.
Really?
Then again,
1 week delay?
Because commies.
Wala na bang ibang ano? Wala na bang ibang nagsasub?
Wala na eh.
Ah, okay.
Commies the only one.
How sad.
And commies being commie. So, before episode 10 airs, hours before that, na-release na yung episode 9 subtitle. And
ay, then back to back. Wala pa 10 ngayon.
Mayroon ng 10 ngayon after the broadcast. I was talking about the pre-broadcast.
Okay.
And everybody in slash A was like, please, where are the subs? The subs na to?
So, talagang paborito na slash A yun.
So far, as what I can see, yes. First and foremost, every day, we have a Simple Gear thread. Mr. A, alam mo to. Uh-huh. I'm getting every offline copy of slash A when they talk about that.
Oh, so, ano ba pinag-uusapan nila doon?
Simple Gear.
I mean, I know Simple Gear, pero what specifically on the Simple Gear part?
The plot, the characters,
why?
The cliffhangers.
Talagang gumagawa ba sa mga conspiracies or ano?
Yes!
Really?
And they were also thinking about the season 3.
Aba, lagang ganun ah.
Yeah, they were conspiring about season 3. That's because Nana Mizuki said na gusto niya magkaroon ng season 3. But then again, it will be on the creator's decision.
It depends on Japan, of course. If the Blu-ray sells, there's another season.
I hope the Blu-ray sells for the final episode. Please.
The final episode. Anyway,
yun lang naman yata yung status, di ba?
Oh, siguro.
Yun lang. Pero moving on, we are having another set of conspiracy theories. Number one, yung dami ng cast. I've talked about this on...
Ano ba? Star-studded powerhouse cast ba?
Yes, it's a powerhouse. Okay, look at what we're getting. 81 produces Aoyuki. Then, May Ao-chan. And we have Nana Mizuki. Opera act, former up, or opera actress as well, I guess. Ayahi Takagaki. Inaba from Ginsaji.
Inaba? Yeah. Oh, Koro.
Inaba.
Sino yun?
No, the Inaba from Silver Spoon.
Oh nga, sino si Inaba doon?
The fat.
Ah?
The fat lady.
Siya ba yun?
Yes!
Inaba ba
yun? And she's using her opera voice to do that. I can hear it.
Diba Himeko?
You're thinking about Miyuki Sawashiro from Kokoroko na eh.
Oh really? Anyway, sige.
Which is also in the cast.
Uh-huh.
And then we have Kira Yamato himself, Soichiro Hoshi.
Not the other one.
Papatayin tayo dito eh.
Oh, sige.
Soichi Hoshi. Meron pa eh. We also have Akasaki Chinatsu. Mikako Komatsu. Sino pa ba yung isa? We have another one. We have Yuka Iguchi. And 2 to 3 other more cast for season 1. So that makes it 10, 13, 14. Plus, Yoko Hikasa. Ai Kayano. And
he's only getting it from his head. Wala tong listahan. You can see how diehard to tao na to.
And Yoshina Nanjo. With Tomokazu Sugita's freaking bear.
Sino ilan doon ang baguhan?
Hindi ko.
Lahat, no? Hindi?
No, they're a powerhouse.
Parang polar bear cafe lang, ha?
And we have Nastasia and yun yan. So that makes it 18 people. See, let's talk about Nanoha as well. Nanoha Ace, we started out with Yukari Tamura and Nana Mizuki. And then Nanoha Ace, we have Kanaweda. And then may mga nadagdag pang apat na casts. Mm-hmm. And then we also have Dr. Spaghetti or Spaghetti Scaglietti.
Spaghetti.
Yes,
yeah.
That's a joke.
I see.
And we have we have 10 people plus the other cast, so that's like more than 20-25 people.
Notice, I was supposed to say Nanoha Strikers before telling the cast.
Also, Vivio Takamachi's voice actors, we also have that.
Malaki yung budget ng Sinfogear, ha? Kasi they were able to cast this many, seiyus.
As many powerhouse seiyus as they can.
Di naman, I mean, they're saying na, mamahal sila, di ba? They're not that expensive, eh. Pero, to hire that many, and well-known siguro, I guess.
If you were to able to see my diagram of all the voice actors, and how I related them to each other, kung saan sila, for example, Aoyuki has met Yoshino Nanjo and Yoshiraku, well, this must be real. Na konektado sila sa kanila eh. And of course, Tomokazu Sugita, being Sugita bro, Aoyuki has been a guest.
He's using the Gintama voice or using a different voice?
He's also squealing.
Okay.
He's also using a deep voice. He has a squealing! My goodness. Sugita.
O bakit siya lang naman, isa lang ang profile niya. Siguro, isang voice profile. Kasi yung Naruto Seiyu, may iba-ibang profile yan eh.
I forget the name. That must be Junko Minagawa, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, yun.
Yun. Pero yun nga, there's a caveat with this powerhouse cast of 18 people na hindi baguhan, with the plot that is Simple Gear, na it was said, it was being speculated na this will succeed Madoka Magica for some reason.
That's a big... We're talking about siguro by fan base kasi hindi naman si malakas ba ang Madoka sa Japan.
Yes, we have a movies.
Siguro. Kasi sa akin Attack on Titan lang talaga yung pinakamalakas talaga ngayon. Pero
because it's mainstream. Because it's
featured
in fan bases all over
syempre the international fan base doesn't really have any foot holding kung if a series gets
greenlit or not.
Oo. Mm. Although, medyo nagbabago-bago na yun kasi, di ba, Little Witch Academia has been kickstarted again.
Yes,
so,
yes.
There's that.
Slowly, and of course, not to mention yung mga releases na ginagawa ng mga licensors sa US, such as Funimation.
Yun. Sila, minsan sila na rin nagpipinance, di ba?
Yes. And of course, Aniplex of America, we have Sword Art Online over there and hindi ko pa nabasa yung interview ng ENN.
Akala ko 16.5.
Shut up.
I wonder if they were going to have an OVA of 16.5. Or did they
already... That is a doujin. Or that is a ano ba?
Hindi, sinulat ng author.
Ng author under a different pseudonym. But then again, will it be animated by the guys at Aniplex?
Most likely,
I guess not.
Most likely an OVA.
Most likely an OVA. But maybe would you believe Aniplex will...
Did Aniplex rate... created to love bro.
I don't know.
Sino bang to love bro? Zexes yata eh.
Zexes
ba?
Zexes. I don't know. Anyway. Zexes or ano. Pero
may pinigo Zexes eh.
Of course. Zexes or Sebek.
Ah, Sebek ba yun?
I don't know. Zexes and Sebek.
Nalala ko yung ano yung anime yung ginawa ng GG yung ano, yung yung what you're riding. Ano yung parang rap? Nalala mo yun?
Na ano?
Na anime.
Rap na anime.
Yung ipinalitin nila yung opening to, ano, yung anime, yung opening song yung sumakit na sa motorcycle siya.
Oh, Secret 7 ba yun?
Di Secret 7 yun eh.
They See Me Roll?
They See Me Roll.
Tapos Sunrise.
Sunrise Anime ba yun?
And that was Sacred Seven.
Hindi Sacred Seven yun!
Ay, hindi. That was, ano ba? Basta-basta na yun. I for...
Wala Zex yun eh. Mabasa sa utak ko Zex yun eh.
Zexes? Sunrise.
Sunrise?
Yeah.
Oh, well.
I remember Sunrise, that Sunrise Anime, although I can't remember the title.
Ayan.
Please correct us.
Anyway, so from Simple Gear, napunta tayo dyan.
Mas, ano ba? We're getting segue. So, yun nga, mabalik tayo sa Simple Gear. Moving back, we have a powerhouse cast of 18 people. And then, comparing it to the cast of Madoka Magica, which, Ao-chan has also been into, ilan lang sila? Ao-chan, Erika Tamura.
Pero we're talking about Seiyo, ano to eh.
Pero no, we're talking about cast and how ano, kaya nga, this is an argument from the Simple Blog.
Uh-huh.
Simple Blog on Tumblr, hi guys. So, yun nga, we have Saito Chiwa as well. We have Emery Kato. And, ano ba ba? Five to six or seven other voice cast. So, that is less, I can presume that it is lesser than 18 people, 18 to 20 people that has been working on Simple Gear.
Mm-hmm.
Ang caveat ng Simple Gear is that for a plot like that, okay na sana kung, of course, it's a second season.
Aha.
Okay na sana kung ganun na lang yung cast. We will just evolve on the process. Ano, kung ano ba, we will just talk about the Kisuke spin-off or we will just talk about their past, especially Tsubasa, if I'm not mistaken. Of course, if you're a Nana Mizuki fan, you want to know about Tsubasa's life or something like that. Pero moving on, there is a reason kung bakit ganun yung bakit ganun ka unti or ganun karami yung voice cast. For a series like Nanoha, they have bigger plots, they have bigger set of characters, they have bigger set of plot devices. That's why marami ang cast nila. For Simple Gear, anong plot device nila? The relic, which is Gungnir, and other relics. And the characters,
they're using
the
Norse
lesbianism. I guess they're using Norse mythology, but then again, meron din silang ibang mythology.
Okay.
They were able to succeed so far in season 1 in my
of course, perspective. Of course, kaya may season 2 ngayon.
Kaya nga. And nung nagka-season 2 sila, parang isa running conspiracy in me na in-invite sila. Si yung mga bago, yung mga ano, yung characters here like Kirika and Shirabe and Maria Cadenza Banaib because they're related to Nana Mizuki. Then again, hindi naman nag-revolve ang isang anime
si Nana Mizuki. Sorry, short, parang connection.
Yes. As what I told you, the cast of Simple Gear G knows each other.
Okay,
they
lang
have been working with each other
parang
in different animes.
Parang sinabi, sali ka rito, punta ka rito.
That ka rito is one conspiracy that I'm thinking in my mind and I just need to spill it out. But then again, we're still on the ride, never-ending ride until the final episode. And there's no
ilang, one core lang ba yan?
It's one core.
Okay.
Episode 13, perhaps.
Nasa 9 na tayo, 10, no? Kasi align lang naman siya ng this season eh.
Yes. And we are hoping na maganda yung magiging ending ng Simple Gear G. I was hoping na you can pull a great ending.
Well, I don't know. It's your anime.
It's my anime.
But I don't care about that.
Ayun.
I really care about free.
Free. What free?
Make a steal a splash. And anyway.
No, I will fight you. Do that again.
Anyway, so, ano
so,
na yun?
Ano ma, meron pa akong isa, it's about Shikibu. Now, as I watch this show, I really cringe kasi nakaka-relate ako sa sarili ko.
Why?
Why? First, okay, so.
Why? Okay na yung ano mo.
Yun nga. So, spoiler alert tayo na. We'll talk about spoilers as well. So, Shikibu is one heck of an anime series that is based off a manga, perhaps, if I'm not mistaken, animated by Gainax.
The bad Gainax.
The bad
Gainax. Ranang good Gainax.
Good Gainax is Trigger.
Yeah, the good Gainax is Trigger.
So, yun. Hindi ako malalim.
May emotional to.
Medyo emotional kasi ako ngayon eh.
Shikibu?
Yeah, Shikibu.
Shikibu, but in pellet gun,
Airsoft anime.
Airsoft.
The first argument about this is parang advocating airsoft, but then again, this series is Dorama.
Why? Why?
Why?
Why?
Why?
Why? Because the first set of episodes, they're pretty good, they're great, but then again, ang character development is pretty much going down.
Yeah! Bakit? What's it focusing for? Bakit? Why do you say that the character development sucks?
Character development sucks. Let's talk about the main character itself. Yamato Yura.
I mean, how did they... Let's talk about
character development of Yura Yamato first.
Yura Yamato?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yon. Yamato Yura. So, of course, we all started with the first episode. Yura going like, okay, this will be a good day for me. Malalasap kang high school life dito or something like
that. No, parang ano lang ah. Parang si Kuroni lang ah. Tapos?
Kuroki. So, yun nga. Yun, and then she finds herself being confused and all that jazz. Then, napadpad siya sa C-Cube Club because her dorm or dormmate, perhaps, is the head.
Uh-huh. So, he was brainwashed.
Brainwashed. This is cute girls doing cute things.
Oh, cute girls shooting.
Should be girls doing things.
Shooting airsoft. Anything. I mean, di ba sinabi ng ano, sinabi sa, ano yan? Ano ba yan? Sinabi sa Silver Spoon, just attach high school girls and you can sell anything.
Silver Spoon ba yun?
Oo.
Okay. So, yun nga.
Di ba wala pala sa Silver Spoon. Napasa ko lang sa manga na Silver Spoon.
Yan. Okay.
Kasi nung nagkumagawa sila ng sausage, parang just attach sausage made by high school girls. And that is
lewd. Lewd, I tell you.
Anyway, sige, balik ka doon.
So, ano pa ba? Yun nga, sa C-Cube, Yura Yamato is yung character development. She's being motivated. Wala siyang magawa. She's lost.
Uh-huh.
Yun nga, she's so, naghanap siya ng ano, kumbaga, free time. And then, she eventually joined C-Cube. And they joined on numerous missions.
Okay, so, okay. In short, he's being dragged around. She's being dragged around sa activities ng club ng, ano, ng...
And she likes it. In fact, she made it a serious business.
Oh, really?
And that's where the character development goes downhill.
Bakit?
Because, ano ba, C-Cube only, ano ba, C-Cube enjoys their... as a hobby.
Uh-huh.
But Yura eventually thinks after all that she has been to, of course, normal yung sa mga baguhan, like me when way back then, na we'll talk about serious business.
Okay.
We'll delve deep into this topic. I love this hobby, so I'll make it as a career.
Oh, why not?
Yun nga. But then again, she has real ano ba? She is a good attacker, but then she is a lone wolf. Which
a perfect sniper.
Perfect sniper. But then again,
sniper work in pairs. No, sadly. Kala nilang ano yan. Kailangan ng spotter. So,
but then again, guys, ladies and gentlemen, there is no I in team. And there is a team. So, paunti-unti, marami siyang decision na ginawa na, of course, she really regretted. And as we watch over those decisions being made and her regrets, we cry. Man.
Also, he's proving herself wrong. Parang ganun.
Yes.
So, parang matamoto.
Skip! Hey, sweet!
Hey, no, mahaba. Is that what a mote moment na naman ba? Na the, he thinks that his plan she thinks that his plan is perfect pero it's not.
Yes. That could be that thing, and that is very depressing.
Oh,
so, yun nga, recent episodes show that Yura is lost again. Lost again.
Okay, so is that a it's doing its development fine. So, ano meron? I guess it is focusing on his character, pero it's focusing on his flaws, on her flaws. No, which I don't know. I don't watch that crap, so I cannot say kung good ba yung pagka execute nun or hindi. Pero if that's what you said, anyway.
I don't watch
your stupid anime, so I don't comment on that.
Shut up, please. Yon.
Wowe sucks. Di ba may website na ganyan? Wowe sucks.
Oh yeah.
Pero I don't know.
You are telling that Moe sucks at the head of the Moe department. Pero I will fight you.
You fight me, ha? Pero anyway, servant service is a Moe kung tutusin, no?
Yes.
So anyways, doesn't matter.
Cool guys doing cute things.
No, cool people doing cute things. Whatever.
Yan.
Public officials doing cute things. Pwede yan.
Mickey, if you were here. Public official daw.
Public officials doing cute things. Yeah, okay lang yun, cute things, no? Pero not spending too much.
Yeah.
Anyway, so, ano pa ba?
Yun. So,
do we have any other time? I guess we already reached our 1 hour limit. Ano?
Let's look at the previews?
Di na tayo abas sa previews.
Well, ito na lang gawin natin. Let's play a game.
What's a game?
Let's play a game. Let's open the Annie chart. Wait, why did I open Chrome?
Wala nang bukas, so wala nang bukas na
Anton's right.
What do you mean?
Chrome is a hugger.
Yes, kaya nga I'm using IE.
So let's open anychart.net and then we'll talk about each series. These are 45 series and then we will imitate Geek Nights here. We will look at the album art or the promotional
by album art.
By promotional art and not by synopsis. Just because. We're still waiting for Annie chart to load. So let me do this.
By order from left to right. Gusto mo mag-Japan tayo, right to left.
Right to left. Sige, right.
Left to right.
Okay, so.
Guys, gosh,
what do you think of this?
So, the promo art is about parang Sentai. There's red, so I'm assuming ito yung leader, kasi red is always the leader.
Yes, ito kasi.
Green is the sidekick usually. Mm-hmm. Pero he has relevance. So he has dragons in
Colorful
Gem. Maganda yung bata, Shota siya. I like her. Him. So I guess it's a kiddie anime.
which is probably true.
So class written by Studio Pierrot. So they also did Hunter x Hunter. Yeah, Fairy Tail Hunter x Hunter before.
But then now it's Madhouse. Hunter x Hunter then.
1999.
Yan.
So Mega Nebu, which it talks.
Alam mo na to.
Alam ko na yan eh. So akala I will watch that. It's about with glasses. Ano mo na yung pangalan? Hindi ko makita eh.
No, let me, this is Woku Romance.
Woku Romance. So, it's about a pink hair girl that is extending her hands sa iyo. Mm. So, parang gusto kanyang kunin. Mm. And he's also, she's also whisking her hair. So, parang he's inviting you intimately.
She is
inviting you intimately.
Sabihin mo na lang it.
It para baka tao, di ba to ano? Cyborg
You're
ba yan?
You're mistaking every...
I'm using the wrong pronouns.
Yun nga, and that is very dangerous.
So she is, ano nga, ayan. She...
What do you think of this? Ano ba? Knowing na napanood mo na, nanood ka na ng pagkarami-raming anime.
I don't care, it's just stupid anime.
Well, that would be the case.
It's ano ba, 8-bit, no? So it's like an harem anime, as obviously. Kasi it has a male blonde, a female, and I would believe lahat ito babae. Ito babae yata. Lahat sila babae. So I guess in harem, it's a normal harem. And it has a
harem?
It has a staff, so it's by perfume, magical, in short. So may isang, so it also feels the trope kasi may loli na nakaputing babae, may siguro itong nakapulang palda na to and purple hair is a tsundere. The blonde girl is may pagkasunsun something, hindi ko maintindihan. Yung nakaitim, ewan ko kung shota yun o hindi. Pero, yun lang. Yan na siya, 8-bit trend. So, I'm guessing short anime ito.
Tokyo Ravens, and...
Ano to? Ano yung pangalan?
Nepokari ko Bushiroad.
So, it's a half picture ng character.
Yes.
It's like yung parang sa God of War, ganun yung artwork eh. And it's yung kanyang pagsulat ng kanji, it, I guess is like traditional. It's something to talk about ancient Japan, maybe samurai or something.
Mm. But then again, I will repeat the title. It's Nepo Kairiku Bushiroad.
Ayun. So, never heard of it. Kuroko no Basuke is this ano, or Kuroko Place.
Okay, let's go back to Bushiroad.
Oh.
You don't know the trading card company.
No, I don't.
Bushiroad.
Hindi.
The Milky Homes franchise, you don't know it.
Ah, hindi. Sabi mo, yun ako lang by art. So, I have no idea.
You have no idea about Bushiroad. Okay. No. That's your impression so far.
Okay, so, Kuroko, na, Kuroko, play, Kuroko play his balls. Wala na yan. I don't know if I'm gonna watch it. Hindi ko naman masyadong inaano yan. Super Saiyan Brothers. So, obviously, it has brothers in it. So, I would be guessing it's about romance. Parang brother complex, yung mga ganon. So, we have twins. So, I bet itong blonde saka itong purple at to na lalaki are not twins. Hindi ko alam kung itong pair rin na to is twins din. Do they belong to the same family? Who knows? They have a cat. So, I guess ito yung mascot nila. So, okay. Super Saiyan.
Super Saiyan Brothers.
Ano yung translation na Saiyan?
Can't remember. So it's so it's
by AAC Plus.
So it's
with the plus.
I would be guessing this is a romantic comedy. So Jose.
Diabolic Lovers.
Obviously this is a is a reverse harem. It's something on the same legs of brother complex. Ayokong anime na ano?
Amnesia.
Aya, Amnesia. Yung isa pa, yung nagkaroon na second season.
Okay, Emo?
Hindi.
Okay, why am I thinking of Okay, Emo?
Kakera.
Hiro no Kakera.
Hiro no Kakera, yung stupid anime na yon.
And this is made by Zexes.
Zexes, of course, the porn anime.
Psycho, Ginga, Ultimate Zero, Battle Spirits.
Obviously, that's, yeah, it's a known children's anime, so it's a merchandise crap.
Sunrise.
Okay. Sunrise. Maraming Sunrise. Ano yung anime? Pangalan?
Kyoki no Kanata.
Kyoki no Kanata. Ah, this is the Kyoani anime after ano, Frito eh. So, after ito yung Frito. Next anime nila.
Anong makikita mo dito?
Well, I'm
suspend your disbelief with Kyoani.
I'm looking forward for another Hyoka. Kasi that's one of those animes sa sinabay-bay ako sa Kyoani. Even 3 is, I'm losing interest with 3 eh.
I'm losing interest with 3. I almost lost interest with Chunibyo. So, Kyoka, so far,
it has interest eh. It's not that moe-moe cutesy na, yun lang yung parang...
Ito na ba ito kininarimas? So, curiosity.
This is supernatural something eh. So, cannot really say much about that.
Infinite Stratos 2.
Yeah, it's a harem. Wala na ako sasabihin.
Yosugiga,
yan yung, di ba, has 5 series OVA.
Yeah.
People saying good things about Yosugiga.
Yosugiga.
Pero they finally have their series. Maybe I'll watch it. Kasi I watched the first episode, never really understand it, the OVA. So maybe this one.
This
Pretty
one.
Cure?
Nope.
Anong pangalan? Anong anime?
Let me, guess, please.
It's like, it's the idol anime siguro. Kasi they,
almost there.
Is that the AKB48?
No,
it's an idol group of sorts. Kasi they have girls jumping and they have cutesy costume.
You went way below.
Ano?
Konti na lang, pero you went below.
Idol anime. It's not Idol Master, no?
No.
It's...
Hindi siya idol. Per se. But this is Aikatsu 2.
Sino Aikatsu 2?
The story will evolve the rise of new idols. Okay.
Idol Dream Academy. So, parang Dream Academy and ABS-CBN Tero, I guess.
But then, there's Dorama.
So, this is Outbreak Company.
Outbreak Company.
So, it has a girl na parang sundere. Then, siguro, syempre, opposite ng isa. They're in made outfits, of course. So, not to appeal to the fans. Sa background nila may castle. So, I'm guessing na meron siguro tong master na lalaki. Ayan, may lalaki sa likod eh. So, siya na yung ano. So, siguro pinagsisilbihan tong lalaki na to and such. Pero may sun-sun effect. It's a romantic comedy again.
But then again, it's made by Phil. And this is about otaku ambassadors to some faraway land. Next up, lagi no Asakara.
So this is a PA Works.
PA Works anime.
So who knows? Pero who knows? Sabi raw is one of the character designs from Red Data Girl. Hmm. And sana yung... Hindi, si Mario Kada ba nagsulat ng Red Data?
Ay, hindi ko maalala yan.
Hindi maalala eh. So anyway, I'm not... It's not on the same caliber as ano yan? As Uchi Tenkakusu or Taritari.
Taritari. I hope kung ano, if expectations ko dito, it will not exceed Taritari.
Yes.
Baka na! Daisuke! Ano mo yung sinabi niya?
Di ko alam.
I don't money!
Ito obviously, freezing vibration.
Okay, so, okay. Let's give more emphasis to this. Repeat the title again.
One. Freezing.
With emphasis, please.
Freezing. Vibration.
Not wrong.
Ano?
Freezing. Vibration.
So, obviously, by the name itself, alam na natin.
Well, this one, Strike the Blood.
Strike the Blood. It's... Ito yata yung ano eh, yung supposedly to air in 2011, pero it never happened kasi it talks sensitive issues like nuclear power plants. And,
wrong!
Eh, di ba yan yun? So anyway, it says, so I'm guessing here's a girl holding a spear in lalaki. So I guess they're
brother
and sister.
You almost missed that. That was supposed for another anime.
Yung ano?
Yung sinabi mo.
Yung nga, they're supposed to be brothers, I guess. Brothers, yung siblings pala.
Mm.
So there's not much to say. There's a TV thing here, so I don't know kung ano parang
TV shows, TV yeah. Anime. Start to this.
So it's my Silver Link, I guess.
Silver Link? Let me see. Silver Link.
Tama ako. Hajime no Ippo, obviously, it's one of the best anime out there. Watch it.
Log Horizon.
Familiar. Sila drawing rin ng Katanagatari. Eh. Pero it's just a childish artwork.
Have you had any idea about Log Horizon?
No.
Thank goodness.
Bakit?
Wala lang. I don't want to tell you.
Why?
The listeners will know it. The listeners will know. Log Horizon, ladies and gentlemen. Log Horizon.
Okay.
NHK anime.
Oh, it's NHK. But anyway, hindi naman sabi NHK is not terrible. But,
yeah, but
so they're good NHK animes.
They're good NHK animes, but I'm not implying
it's my state light now. It's you know.
Satellite. Repeat after me. Satellite. Repeat after me again. Symphogear.
Yan yung paboritong studio ni Anton. Paborito niya yan.
Desagree, Bokatsumono.
So I guess this is a 5-minute short anime. So it's about cute girls doing cute things. Dribble. Yozora no Quartet.
Yozakura no Quartet.
This is it's an anime that has been aired before 2008 or something, 2009.
And Tatsunoko Production is really hitting it this time. Ano sinimula nila? Tatsunoko, Moromi-san, then next Gatchaman Crowds, then next this.
The design of the characters, man. I'm not sure kung...
And it has Sawashiro in it. God, ladies and gentlemen.
Maybe I'll watch it again. I'm not sure. Hindi ko nagustuhan ito eh. Sekai Ichiban to Soko.
Okay. Sekai Ichiban, Soko Naritai.
So it's obviously, it has a girl with a huge breast wearing a skinny bikini one piece. And I'm sure hindi siya pupunta ng beach. one of them is holding a microphone, so I guess they're singing. So they are performing on stage, almost like a stripper.
I'm laughing at your descriptions. You're very clueless. It's
pero the moment there, this is a wrestling anime.
Okay. Wrestling anime, idol wrestling anime.
Yes.
Starring the other half.
I would be getting there will be an episode that they will be fighting in the mud. Maybe they also have the WWE yung ano yung
Divas.
Parang the Divas yung isang match na you have to strip her naked. Not really naked, yung up to the underwear tapos doon ka lang mananalo.
Oh.
Hindi ko malala yung pangalan ng contest yung ano nilagay
yung match.
Oh.
Ace of Diamonds.
I read this manga. It's a your typical baseball anime. So there's nothing much to say about that.
And this production IG Madhouse.
Yeah.
Gundam Build Fighters.
This, so Gundam wants to appeal more to the new fans kasi alam na natin their fans aging.
Hmm.
So, who knows? Maybe because of age, kasi may disaster sa age, diba? It changes drastically and blah blah.
Yeah. Ano yung Kitsune.
So, it shows about a priest, ay a, ano ba tawag doon?
Miko.
Miko.
Miko, Carlo, Miko daw.
The Miko and a wolf. So, I guess he can see, she can see spirits. Hmm. So, siguro itong ano to, they're going to fight evil or some sort. Hmm. Then siguro itong wolf na to, okami na to will change to a boy or a person, then they will fall in love.
I have no idea about that. Yung mo si
Peda. Yung Mede, no? Ah, ito, maganda. It's one of those sports anime kasi sinabi din sa baka kasi gonna choose sports anime between Ace of Diamond and ano pangalan?
Yung mo si Pedal. From the Toho Company.
We're gonna choose Pedal na lang, sabihin ko. We choose Pedal kasi medyo mas interesting kasi ano ba? Nyon Biori.
Non Biori.
Which I guess is familiar. It's cute girls doing cute things. I don't think
it's
dribble.
Pero ito lang yan eh. Okay, so Non Biori, it reminds me of an event na kung saan nakahawak ako ng tankobon ito for reals. But then again, that's Non Biori. And I'm looking forward for Ayo ni Sakura or Kotori Kawaii. Kotori Kawaii has been very efficient these days. Look at Gatchaman Couch. Butsutsu-chan. It's a Sashimas.
Okay.
Yun. So, aside from that, Yoshirako, I love her very cynical voice. If you, ano, cute si siya, pero at times, she went cynical. Alam mo na?
Aha.
Yeah. Cute. And she says, very harsh things. Like, not you guys.
Ano yung
tay? Arpeggio of
Blue Steel. Arpeggio Blue Steel. I was supposed to write a review, pero I lost interest with it. But it's a nice series. A manga. Mm. Pero the problem is being done by Saizen and Sans the
again.
Stuff is not really Sans, that. Ano.
Sans again.
Ayan.
Of course, this is Pokemon. And after Pokemon, hindi ko nasasabihin yung title niya na mga susunod.
Ito yata yung ano eh. Although, ano ba to? Is it
retelling, it's a continuation of Pokemon? No?
Kasi there's another one, Pokemon Origin.
Yun, Pokemon Origin, I guess is ano, movie.
Movie yun, no? Yun yung mas, ano eh, mas mag- I would look forward kasi first generation Pokemon yun eh. Ano yung title muna? Hindi ko makita eh.
I won't tell you the title first. Look at the picture.
Well, it has a girl na parang stretching her arms. Then, ang una ko napapansin sa kanya is yung breast niya.
The plot?
Huh?
It's in Mao Yush, it's what we call the plot.
Yes, and
economics.
So, and as ano rin dito, there are three girls and one boy. So one I guess guy. This is a harem.
Don't know.
I was used kasi yun, sexy naman nila. And syempre itong babae na malaki yung breast, ito yung leading lady, I guess.
Yeah.
So, can I say? Okay. Ass read. Yeah, it's an ass. So, Samurai Flamenco.
Okay, before with that, ano, yung anime yung sinabi na kanina is usually, nakinakata, shibu-shibu.
Anyway, it's Asri. So, Samurai Flamenco is a nice, maganda yung ano, pagkakano. So, it's a Sentai series.
Do you have any idea about this?
No. Pag may artwork,
good job.
Ang artwork niya maganda. Parang it reminds me of a 70s style anime, pero may pagka-modern na.
It's Manglobe. But then again,
well, anyway, it's their Sentai. It's not like I see them, ano. Okay lang yan. Okay lang yan. Maybe
chances are, lalabas pa to sa Noitamina.
Di ba yan Noitamina?
Di ko alam.
I think it's not Noitamina.
Okay. Ano, remember this, guys? Mr. A doesn't think Samurai Flamenco was Noitamina. And I don't know either.
Oh.
I forgot. Or I have something. But rest assured, recorded to.
Hey.
Next up, this one.
Ano pangalan?
I will tell you.
Hindi ko mabasa. Paano ko masasabi? Well, they are... White Album ba to?
No.
Hindi. It's... Maraming puro babae. So, I guess it's... Babae ba yung nasa dulo? Hindi, lalaki eh.
The guy.
So...
The guys, perhaps.
I cannot really say. They're standing parang... parang they're posing for a camera. Parang... Tapos, parang may pagka-disco in the thing eh. So...
You're very generic.
Yeah. It's hard to...
Be very sarcastic muna.
Hindi, it's like...
We're looking forward for sarcastic reactions.
Well, hindi ako sarcastic ngayon.
And the anime is... Galilei Donna by A1 Pictures.
Well, what's that? Ah, ito. This is Seiyu something eh. And they are Seiyu like sa... Mukha silang siguro the drawings pattern in Seiyu eh.
Mm.
And parang it's about Sentai kasi may pula eh.
Yeah.
Pula, blue, green, eh, the usual Sentai colors. So, sabi ito, voice
almost,
form 7.
You already got the title before you knew it. It's a Sentai voice form 7 and it will, actually, it's a motion comic manga. This is the first motion comic anime on the NTV block.
MTV. MTV Japan.
Nippon TV. Nippon Terebides.
Kill la Kill.
Kill la Kill.
Which is Studio Trigger.
Good Guy Nax.
The Good Guy Nax. So, no questions asked. Watch it. Blast Blue. Which is a fighting game na, alam naman natin, everybody likes. They have the tournaments dito sa Pilipinas. So.
Yes.
Ayun lang. And I cannot really say.
Platinum the Trinity to come and meet Ragnar the Blood Edge. Yan. Please, make it.
I'm not sure if I'm not watching, I'm gonna watch it kasi hindi naman ako ano sa mga
Fuchs,
fighting
game.
Please,
make it happen.
I would,
for Seiyu Punch, please.
I would really like another Street Fighter anime.
Ito.
Anong pangalan yan?
I would tell you.
It has a character on over a white shadow, overcast in a white background. Parang, but ang dating sa akin, parang Titan. It has something epic in it. Eh.
Peter Buster's Revenge and this stuff.
How stupid.
Okay, of course.
Can you remove that?
No.
It's obviously it's White Album. It's Key Animation Crap.
Key to?
Alam ko key yan eh. Ay, hindi. Basta it's a visual novel crap.
Made by Satellite?
State Light.
Satellite.
Oh.
You're being dyslexic again.
Valve Rave. Ikaw na magsalita dyan. It's Valve Rave.
Valve Rave.
Achan! Anton's favorite.
Achan Deban!
Anton's dying anime. The anime worth dying for by kay Anton. Pero maganda yung post ng bida na parang babae na. Di ba parang ano no?
You tell that to Mao Sama and he will kick your ass.
Why? Kasi yung form niya eh, parang di mo maintindihan eh. Saka the way din pag ano ng costume niya eh.
Okay, next up.
Fibrain niya tata eh. Tama, kasi yes, family ang character. Fibrain. Season 3.
Season 3.
Really,
season
how weird. Obviously, people, itong laban ito mo, na ano eh, manyakis to eh. Yung lalaki na naka-ano eh. You can see, may babaeng naka-tayo, syempre. Tapos, hinahangin yung kanyang skirt. Itong lalaki na parang adik na adik.
Oh.
And yung mga paligid sa tao niya, parang wala lang. Ano ba yan? Hinayaan niyo lang yan?
Golden Time by JC Staff. From JC Staff.
So, ito. Marami pa. So,
actually, man na lang. That's the last five.
Okay, so ito, hindi ko mag-gets eh. Pero parang it's something serious eh. Kasi he has, may male character, female character. Parang witch yata yung, ano eh.
Mm.
So I'm not sure what it is. It's something to talk of. Parang it has something to do with magic.
Mm-hmm.
Pero it's a terrible magic, I guess. Kasi the art doesn't speak to me. Mm-hmm. Ayun. So I'm not really looking. Yeah, I'm not going to watch this.
Unbreakable Machine Doll from Lersh.
Ah, ito couple 'yon. Ito yung
Capellion.
Ito yung
ito sabi mo kanina.
Oo, ito yung supposedly to be aired on 2011 pero nuclear disaster and such.
Gohan's. What's first Gohan's creation?
K.
Which most people well, in Manila or in the Philippines call K Project. No, guys, it's letter K.
Yes, K.
It's not K Project. K Project, you're talking about, if you say K Project, if you, you're talking about the collaboration between Gora and Gohan's.
Mm-hmm.
That is the production committee.
Okay.
Ito naman, okay.
So, it has three lolis. Mm. And I guess this is a short anime kasi we have a parang gut loli kasi mahaba yung socks. Then, ano siya. Yung itong puti na to is the silent time parang naga to ng Haruhi Suzumiya. Ito this is the Genki girl na very free.
Very free.
Ayun. So is siguro may ikli lang to around 3 minutes 5 minute anime.
Well, let's guess with the title Nukom from Dear Media.
Nukom?
That is a ano ba? Short shortened version of a longer title, which is of course, hindi ko mababanggit yan.
Ito maganda to eh. Maganda yung artwork niya. It is tell something. It's about, it's a monster, then may kita kang dalawang character. Mag-siblings to, I guess. Ayon, and it's a plant like monster yata in the thing. Yeah, it is interesting kasi maybe it talks about cannibalism. I'm not sure. Ayon, I'm interested. Maganda yung ano niya, yung artwork niya.
And this is Pupa by Studio Pupa.
Of yeah, course. Of course, it's Maggie.
Maggie.
Yeah, and I'm still really not fixed kung babae ba talaga kasi to talagang boses ni Maggie babae.
Yes.
Aladdin pala, sorry, Aladdin.
Si Aladdin.
Oo.
Eh siya lang, teka, hindi ko malala kung saan siya nagboses before.
Kasi
that is Kaori Ishihara eh. That is Mata Kafemri na lang.
Kaya nga na-disorient ako eh. Bakit?
Is it a trap?
Iniisip ko, baka lalbabaka lalaki lang ito magsuot.
Ayun. So, si Trap Deska.
No. Summer Leftovers, of course, alam mo yan.
Mas Monogatari, Kingdom Season 2. Now,
wala na tayo na yun dyan.
Wala na tayo dyan.
Oh, yun na. Yun lang yung ano natin.
Yung season preview natin. I've enjoyed this little game.
Ganon. So, shall we, ano na, wrap this up?
Well, pero before we wrap this up, we will announce that then again, Deramo is part of the Beyond Objective umbrella, which also includes TechRant.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Na in-air namin sa Radyo Pirata. You can plug in the website.
Radyo Pirata. I mean, TechRant.
Yeah, TechRant.
Kung gusto ng technology part kami na yan. Doon sa TechRant.
Yun. And that is the tech show of Radyo Pirata. So, techrant.beyondobjective.com.
So, kung gusto nyo mag-email or gusto nyo mag-request ng song gusto nyo play dito sa ano na to, you can do so at ano.
At comment.
Dito sa Deremove. Sa... ano lang sa comment page. Comment naman pag may time.
Yes, please do.
Or email, kung gusto niya mag-email. Or dun sa contact us page. Diba?
Yes.
Again, Nox, thank you for the feedback.
Yes, thank you, Nox, for the feedback. And then, it's time for us to leave.
Jace, leave. Kasi dito ko natere.
Leave the show.
I leave the show. Yes.
I will fight you.
Ayan.
Yun.
So nanonood ng anime pag may time, ha?
anime din pag may time. So, this
is the 42nd episode.
So, the Roundtable Tacos Podcast. And you can follow us on Twitter at @team_Deremoe. Facebook is Deremoe. Google+ is Deremoe. YouTube.com/Deremoe. And Deremoe.com for all of the articles that we write. If you want to get just the podcast, you can do so, deremoe.com/podcast. This has been Jay with Mr. A here, Azortex, and Soledad on Twitter.
Mr. A?
Yeah.
Oh, Soledad.
And then again, we don't just share the news, we talk about it. This is RTO.
Isang magandang araw sa inyong lahat.
Okay.
Ay, start na.
Okay, I miss my win. I miss sana. Well, sayang kasi hindi ko na control yan ng maayos. This is program. What's program?
This is Roundtable Otaku Podcast episode.
No, you don't say like that. You say it like this.